This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Hour number two begins, and it's going to be a great day. 7:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Craig Cassidy is here. Tonight, the Gators take on Maryland. Sweet 16. Go Gators. Yep. I think it's going to be a great game for the Gators. So here's hoping. Major League Baseball opening day today. It's not opening day for the Tigers. I believe they're in the West Coast, so I think it's opening day for the Dodgers. So the Tigers will be visiting them. I remember I went to Tigers opening day back when I was a kid.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Oh, no, I got in trouble.
Oh, you were supposed to be at school.
It was a day that me and my best friend, Jerry Murphy, we decided we're going to skip school. He already got the tickets lined up for opening day. And we took the bus down there from where we lived in Warren to down there to Tiger Stadium.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. And then his brother, Martin, and his Mach 1 came and picked us up after the game. We were in seventh grade.
Right.
And we skipped school. And we totally would have gotten away with it.
But
Joey Taglavia.
Oh, Joey. It's always Joey.
He squealed on us to our Spanish teacher, who was, she was nice, but she was one of those, you know, the letter of the law kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, well, then I must, you know, report them. It's like, really?
Oh, man.
So, yeah. And then, so this was opening day. And as part of my punishment, I couldn't hang out with that dirty bird, Jerry Murphy.
Dirty bird? Is that what your mom
called
him?
That's what my mom referred to him as. You're not hanging out with that dirty bird.
Well, a lot of cities are like that. They're like St. Louis today. Yeah, nobody's going to work. People are skipping school. You know, people will see their employees on TV in the crowd. You know,
that's true.
But it is. It's like a holiday.
Yeah, why not? Enjoy. It's America's pastime, so it's all good. Gators tonight. You got opening day today for a lot of teams. And what else do we have going on? Why? Yeah. Skip school to go to a baseball game. Fun.
Yeah.
Go tour El Salvador's very heightened security prison. Nah, that's not really on my bucket
list.
Not
everybody's idea of a good time.
Now, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, though, went, oh my gosh, you imagine seeing these? I saw a picture, okay, and these guys are in a maximum security prison for a reason. So you don't have to think, oh, they look scary. They are scary, but they also do look scary. I mean, they're tatted all up.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason for that.
Noem toured the prison with the Salvadoran Minister of Defense, Hector Villatoro, before meeting with the El Salvadorian president. Noem's visit, part of a three-day trip. She'll also be going to Colombia and Mexico. Video of the tour showed Noem coming face-to-face with some of these members of TDA, all of whom were shirtless, had shaved heads, white prison pants, and most, well, every single one that I see in this photo tatted all up, including facial tattoos.
Good money you in want somebody, the tattoo business.
You want people to leave you alone?
Yeah.
Get all tatted up on your face.
Yeah, that's a sign there.
And look, and not even judging, just, you know, from a I'm not going to go there standpoint.
Uh-huh.
you know, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but I don't really want to interact with you either.
It is a deflection for most people.
And I'm not, you know, hey, I've got a tattoo. One,
right,
reminds me of my mom, my Celtic cross, but
yeah.
And just that people do let your freak flag fly. I don't care what you do, but when you put it on your face, there is something that kind of goes along with that, that you are not one that probably wants to conform very much to society.
Which probably will make some determinations as to what kind of career you have in certain industries. That's probably frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
Public, you know, customer service might not, although, you know, I was thinking, as I rethink that in my head, if you want like to have people not like bug you or your customer service, have a whole bunch of those guys in your customer service department.
I demand you make this right. Oh, really? Or what?
Yeah.
Look, exactly. Look at me. Yeah. Look at my eyes.
Do I care?
Look at me. Yeah.
See,
okay.
I think we're onto something here.
I think we are.
We're going to get these people jobs. They won't be gang members.
Christy Noem said, first of all, do not come to our country illegally. You will be removed. You will be prosecuted. And she said, but know that this facility is one of the tools in our toolkit that we will use if you commit crimes against the American people. She shared the video on X saying, President Trump and I have a clear message to criminal illegal aliens. Leave now, in all caps. If you do not leave, we'll hunt you down, arrest you, and you could end up in this El Salvadorian prison. Mm. Not a place where I think, not that any prison is nice, but this place,
Prisons around the world, even in Mexico, are not like the ones here. It's different. Yeah.
Well, while Christy Noem is down there, folks at ICE still very, very busy. Recently detained more than 600 criminal illegals in Greater Houston, and they did that within a week. 600.
Wow.
Within a week. One department. That's good.
They're working.
Well, one area. ICE arrested 646 non-citizens during an operation from February 23rd to March 2, including 543 aliens with criminal charges and seven alleged to be gang members. All the detainees all entered the U.S. illegally and have been charged or convicted of criminal offenses while they were illegally present. Anybody get that? Yeah. Those taken into custody include 140 that were charged or convicted of an aggravated felony or other violent offense, such as homicide, aggravated assault, domestic violence. Yeah. These are not good people. Yeah. When's the left going to understand that?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want these people in your community. Nobody with common sense does. Except for a couple of goofy judges, and even they don't want them. They just want to try to fight the Trump administration for any reason at all.
Yep. I mean, we're just seeing a continuation of what they've done to him for the last 8 years.
I thought you were about to say something.
I just did.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Those were the words I spoke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Columbia University. On the hot seat. You know, they're the ones that have, you know, those radicals running around, those anti-Semitic folks, those pro-Hamas folks. The story yesterday, they believe that there were some there at Columbia that may have had information about the October 7th attack on Israel before it occurred. Advanced information.
This is a story that's not getting enough attention.
And as part of this, Columbia University must abide and comply with its public agreement to crack down on anti-Israel protests. If the Ivy League school hopes to regain their $400 million in canceled funding.
Wow.
Education Secretary Linda McMahon shared this information on Tuesday. You know, if you see what the endowments are of some of these universities, especially the Ivy League ones, the endowments, billions of dollars. Billions in most universities, like Harvard, for instance, they could run in perpetuity without ever having to charge the students.
And they perpetuity. Still always, they still always got their hand out for something.
No, they'll always say they cry poor mouth all the time when they have billions in endowments. Yeah. But and they also want all their grants and funding and everything else they can get their paws on. $400 million. Well, Linda McMahon says, well, comply, or you can say bye-bye to the Cash-a-Rooney. 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. All right, your turn. What's irritating you? What's getting on your nerves? We call it What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. Air it out. Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. Happy Thursday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So all you need to do now is just call in and air it out. Get it off your chest. Ready? 877-975-9825. And good morning, Joe. What's bugging you? I thought I heard him. Joe, you there?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm down in a bad area. Hey, these so-called Democrats that are on the board for this leak that got out on with the secret.
Yeah, with the signal
anyway,
thing.
Wasn't there a guy named Swalwell?
Yeah, he's cutting out. I think he's making reference to Congressman Eric Swalwell, who got himself involved with a known Chinese spy, Fang Fang, mm-hmm. and even her girlfriend helped him out, quote unquote, at the office. So who knows what kind of damage was done, any kind of, you know, national secrets or anything else. And then the FBI alerted Swalwell about the fact that she's a Chinese spy. Instead of grabbing her, talking to her, any of that, next thing you know, she flees the country. Yeah. And he was part of the intel committee, and he still continues to mouth off,
which is amazing. These people can,
yeah,
can just even show themselves in public.
877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is I got to make an unplanned pit stop at my biggest discount liquor store to get ahead of the damn tariffs on scotch. My God, why would you put a tariff on something that's not made in the U.S.? Scotch is scotch. I mean, if it's, you know, there's no equivalent made in the United States, and I don't drink bourbon. So that's what's bugging me.
We're going to bring back prohibition. Then you're really going to be upset.
Wow.
Yeah, whew. I don't know what to tell you. Hang in there. Load up. Yep. I don't know.
Well, you are getting tariffs on the stuff that's coming here because they're putting tariffs on our whiskey going there. So it's the tariff is the other way around on that one, Phil.
And yeah, so yeah. You stock up, hopefully weather the storm, and then things will smooth out. I really feel like they will.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
So online says 1 million illegals came by air. 757 holds 300 people. That's 3,000 planes. Let's just say the fact's kind of weird. Let's say 10% of that 300 planes came in full of illegals. One plane tries to leave full of illegals. Doesn't even matter if they're criminals. No. Bring that plane back.
Yeah,
I'm wrong.
What a great... great point. Well, we know.
It's crazy.
The Biden administration, it wasn't an accident. The border thing didn't have, it wasn't a leak. It wasn't like a dam and all of a sudden, oh, well, you know, there's nothing you can do. Here flows the water. Here flows the illegals. No, it was done on purpose. And, when Trump tries to make it right, mm-hmm. you've got a weirdo judge trying to get in the way. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. And let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. That prior caller better buy his bottle of Glenfiddich before the tariffs. But what's bugging me, I've been giving a lot of thought to this whole Goldberg signal gate thing. And the more I think about it, the more it seems like a setup, almost like January 6th, where Nancy Pelosi just didn't entertain the request for National Guard troops. So I wish they would go back to see who created the invitee guest list and find out if it was an error adding Goldberg or if it was intentional. But I think it's a bunch of to-do about nothing. Thanks, guys.
I think the key to it very possibly could be two words. Alex Wong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't want to perpetuate what is just still a rumor, but he's a deputy secretary under Mike Walz and Waltz. And he, you know, has connections. And politically, his wife was a United States attorney. And she was part of the going after the J6ers. So I don't know if you want to use strong language like spy, mole, plant.
Even if you go instigator, you go, you know, soften it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just still trying to stir the pot, they're being effective at it right now.
Yeah, they are.
Distraction technique. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And that's bugging me.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we look, the mistake was made. Acknowledge yes. that sensitive information was shared with somebody who shouldn't have been on that chat line. Okay, acknowledge that. And then you move on and you put in place, okay, what can we do to prevent this from occurring again? Maybe you're going to have like three senior people, however you want to delegate
yes.
that, on whoever's the three senior people on any chat. Are the ones that are going to have to be given a list of everyone that's on the chat, mm-hmm. and it has to be checked for accuracy.
If nothing else, it could possibly explain, because of connections under the Obama administration, why someone even had his number.
Yeah. Just maybe saying. His wife passed it to him.
I don't know.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
All right, but yeah, let's not get ahead of the rumor thing. Doge digs in. That's coming up. And also, Ukraine considers a new mineral deal with the U.S. Details on all of that and more coming your way on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Another day in paradise. Here we go. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:34, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Couple of top stories. One is Gators play tonight, Sweet 16, NCAA bracketology taking on Maryland. The tip-off, 7:39. Tonight, also top story, 25% tariff is going to go into effect on cars and light trucks coming into the United States. That'll take effect on April the 2nd. And speaking of things automotively,
yes,
we're going to be out waving American flags and cheering for President Trump and Elon Musk. And we'll be right there in front of the Tesla Service Center on Main Street in Gainesville. That's this Saturday from 9 to noon. We invite you to come out, bring your flags, wave your flags. This is a non-confrontational, just a good time. We love America. We love mm-hmm. our president. And we love Elon Musk and all his contributions from SpaceX to the cars that he has built to Doge. So,
yeah,
way to go.
Kind of a funny thing related to that in some conversations on the Book of Faces. Somebody on the conservative side had made some comment, and then some lefty made a comment of, oh, well, that sounds violent. I'm going to make sure GPD knows that you said that. I'm like, when's the last time the lefty actually wanted to help the cops do anything?
Oh, they wanted to help the cops by defunding them.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, interesting that all of a sudden they, now they look to law enforcement to restore peace and order, but they were the villains for the longest time, huh?
And,
wow.
Yeah, it's just the irony. You can't make these ironies up sometimes.
Par for the course.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about Doge and the good work that Elon is doing. They just came out and announced they had terminated 113 contracts valued at $4.7 billion, including a U.S. Department of Ag, USDA, consulting contract for Peru's climate change activities.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Yeah. We've been just wasting money right and left, throwing it around the world.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's see. Oh, they announced the Department of Labor had canceled $577 million in America Last grants. The funding that was canceled included $10 million for gender equity in the Mexican workplace. Gender equity in the Mexican workplace.
Okay.
Again, you have to wonder, was the money even going to such a thing? Was there really even a setup, some sort of organization? Number one. Number two, why would we be involved in things like gender equality in other nations?
Right. That just makes no sense.
Yeah. So you got that. $12.2 million for worker empowerment in South America. Worker empowerment. Would that kind of almost be like a, well, pro-worker, socialist, pro-union kind of a stand again in a foreign country? And what exactly were they doing with the $12.2 million?
Wow.
Then there's the $6.25 million for improving respect for workers' rights in agricultural supply chains in the countries of Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Agriculture supply chains and improving respect for workers. You could try to spend some of that money here.
Yeah.
There may be some people that, I don't know, could use like some kind of roof over their head.
Mm-hmm.
Also eliminated $5 million to elevate women's participation in the workplace in West Africa. Yep.
Wow.
One of the West African managers was heard previous to this saying, "We don't need no broads around here. Thank you very much." With my best West African accent.
Oh, it was so authentic.
Also, $4.3 million to assist foreign migrant workers in?
Yes.
Malaysia. $4.3 million.
So migrant workers in Malaysia need our tax dollars.
I think you could buy the foreign migrant workers in Malaysia for $4.3 million.
You can buy Malaysia for just a little more than that. Right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
$3 million to enhance Social Security access and worker protection for internal migrant workers in Bangladesh?
Bangladesh?
What? Don't ask me to explain that one. I have no idea. And $3 million for safe and inclusive work environments in?
Yes.
A Southern African country. I don't even know the country.
Wow.
L-E-S-O-T-H-O.
Never heard of it.
Is that crazy?
It is. But we need to fight that because that's evil and he's a Nazi.
And again, does this sound like any good, hardworking Americans that do their job in government? Sound like any of them getting cut?
No.
Doesn't sound like it.
No.
So again, all the claims made and all the scare tactics that the left tried to promote, that's simply not occurring. All right, balls in his court, at least temporarily. Ukrainian President Zelensky said that the Trump administration has proposed a new version of a deal for developing Ukraine's extensive mineral deposits to help repay its war debts, finance reconstruction, and enhance security. Zelensky said the new proposal is large and comprehensive. He has not been briefed on all the details. The proposal was presented to Ukrainian representatives in Saudi Arabia, Riyadh. After the framework deal, a full agreement is being developed. Now the U.S. has offered a major deal. Their vision, Zelensky said. Although he has said he's waiting for more info, he did not include Trump's proposal for the United States to manage Ukrainian nuclear power plants. And I don't think that that's something Zelensky wants to do. However, if the president wants to help specifically with one nuclear plant, he might want that to happen because right now the Russians occupy it. Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. And that's occupied by Russian forces. And Power experts fear that the plant could be damaged in the war. So you've got all that possibility. So anyway, the ball is in Zelensky's court in terms of the mineral agreement. And we'll see how progress is made there. But Doge keeps on rolling. And that's a good thing, of course. At every turn, you're going to have, one of these lefty activist judges trying to stop it.
Absolutely.
Interesting thing coming from the United Kingdom Defense Minister. And it was part of a response to the whole Signal Gate encrypted messenger text, mm-hmm. the whole thing going down. Now, Britain's defense minister declined to join in outrage because part of that, they were basically saying that, look, Europe needs to carry their fair share. This was sort of conversational within that Signal chat. And the defense minister, he, like, unlike many others who, you know, understand some of the things that were being said, he said, actually, they have a good point that basically are, you know, Europe is being what they termed pathetic freeloaders. He's the UK defense minister.
That's funny.
Speaking to Times Radio on Wednesday, Defense Minister John Healey said he found America's new attitude that Europe must stop totally relying on America for its own security as a challenge to rise to. He said the Americans have got a case. Yeah, the Americans have absolutely got a case that on defense spending, on European security, on our support for Ukraine, European nations can and will do more, and the UK is leading the way. Healey repeatedly cited the so-called Coalition of the Willing group of nations stepping forward to militarily support Ukraine should the U.S. decide to stop doing so. As evidence that the United Kingdom is complying with President Trump's wishes, he said, we're responding to that American challenge for European nations to do more to support Ukraine. And we are. I'm proud we're leading this coalition to continue to support Ukraine just like we did through the war and into peace. Yeah, into peace, which the only time peace has been discussed was when Trump took office. Biden had zero conversations with Putin for the last 3 years of his term. Never once talked about diplomacy. Never once talked about settling things. Never once talked about ceasefires.
Wow.
But Trump's, remember he's going to get us into World War III and all that? That's what they said the first term.
Yeah, it didn't happen then either, did it?
No.
No.
All right.
Ugh.
Good morning and welcome at 7:45 tonight. Gators take on Maryland, Sweet 16. Go Gators. Plenty more to talk about coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. It's going to be another day in paradise, my friends. Yeah! 7:51 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Thursday. Major League Baseball opening day. Gators play tonight against Maryland. Sweet 16. Go Gators. Trump car tariffs. Cars and light trucks coming into the U.S. 25% tariff. That allegedly will go into effect April the 2nd. Or will some things happen in between? We'll see. Weather's going to be too nice maybe to be inside, but at some point, might want to go to the movies. High on the list of things that you might want to see would be the movie Rust? Where Alec Baldwin took the life of somebody on the set? Accidentally?
How do you go and watch that movie and not just think about that?
And you have to wonder. Remember, it's not just us and our people that listen, because we're a cut above, to be honest. But others, there will just the talk and the chatter that this thing has generated is probably going to create maybe more interest than there normally would be in the movie overall.
Could be. And those on the left are going to go out and watch it just to support him.
You think so?
Nothing, yeah. Yeah. He's pretty deep lefty. I think they probably defended him through the whole thing. They don't like guns. Probably didn't even like that he had a gun in it. But I'm sure they blame it on the gun, not him. He didn't do anything wrong. So let's go support him and watch his movie. I could see that being their approach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first teaser footage, you know, the trailer, they call him, of Alec Baldwin's troubled Western film, is how it's described. Rust has been released. This all in the wake of that 2021 on-set shooting that left director of photography Helena Hutchins dead.
2021. Man.
Apparently the trailer shows a gritty tale that features a young boy in 1880s Kansas who faces a life-defining trial with the aid of his grandfather, played by Alec Baldwin. Yeah. And he pretty much avoided trial, didn't he?
Tried, yeah, as much as he could.
Yep. So anyway, it's a, you know, it's a Western, 1880s Kansas. The film, of course, has this troubled history, this whole shooting and the death and the legal onslaught forced Baldwin to move his filming from New Mexico to Montana.
Wow.
You know, was there any pressure for them to just mothball the whole thing?
That's a good question. Or would you even on your own go, okay, this is not worth it, and just start over, do something different?
Well, Baldwin's, you know, the producer. I wonder if he doesn't have a large personal stake probably wrapped up in this thing.
So you're like, okay, I got to get it done now so I can recoup. Yeah.
Or do you say maybe, you know, better taste wins out and maybe this shouldn't see the light of day because everybody knows what occurred there on the set.
Let me ask you. Okay, let's say it's going to be on, you know, on TV. Pick your channel. And you don't have to pay to watch it. Will you watch it?
If I'm being honest?
Yeah.
Probably.
Curiosity, if nothing else?
Curiosity is part of it. Yeah. I enjoy Westerns.
That's kind of why I ask, because I know you do. So, yeah.
But hopefully his role in it is limited.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. I used to think that, well, I mean, he was. You know, he had some talent.
Oh, sure.
But man, the more he opened that pie hole.
Oh, I know. He's one of those that because of his outspoken views, we've just lost a lot of respect or desire to watch his work.
Yeah, and it's not just having different views, you know, people have different views. Okay, but the way he was mouthy about it and really nasty.
He's a jerk.
And that's just his personality, though. That's his nature. I would call him a jerk. He would be defined as a jerk. Even with his own wife was like on the red carpet, and I think it was a project that was more about her, and they were asking her questions.
Yes.
And he was like a little kid that couldn't stand it, that he wasn't getting attention, and he kept interrupting her, and she finally had to say, "Will you please shut up while I'm talking?" And you could tell, like a child demanding attention. It was so obvious. Feed me, I need attention. But doing it in a very, you know, jerk-like way,
as is his style.
It would appear to be the case.
Probably since I'm not as into Westerns as maybe I was when I was younger, I'd probably just pass on it.
Yeah, it just depends.
Yeah.
Depends what the other entertainment options are at the moment.
Yeah, Jason Statham movie opens Friday.
Yeah, that's what we like. Real gritty men.
Yeah.
Like our VP, J.D. Vance.
Oh, yeah.
Shooting machine guns, pretty cool.
A little jealous.
Yeah. Details on that coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on this Thursday, 97.3 The Sky.